morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Clay County Corner. We're broadcasting live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in downtown Salina. This is Kevin Donaldson in for your regular host, Thomas Watson, today. We have another fine show lined up for you, a lot of information. We're going to come at you from a lot of different directions. We have Dr. Doug Young, who, well, he's got more titles than we need to get into right now, but we might touch on some of them here, and he's going to share a lot of information, and we're going to discuss some current issues, but it's great to be guest hosting here for Thomas. As always, I appreciate that opportunity, and what a wonderful Thursday morning this is, and we hope you're in the habit of regularly tuning in to Clay County Corner at 9 a.m. each Thursday. Tell your family and friends to do that, and we will be back with more of today's show right after these messages.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Alcohol continues to be the most widely abused substance among teens. Youth who drink alcohol are more likely to experience school problems, such as higher rates of absences or lower grades, social problems, such as fighting or lack of participation in activities, even unwanted, unplanned, and unprotected sexual activity. On average, alcohol is a factor in the deaths of approximately 4,300 people under 21 in the United States per year. Learn how you can keep underage youth informed about the consequences of substance misuse at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner, here again at the historic Clay County Courthouse. Kevin Donaldson, and joined today by Dr. Doug Young, the three-star director, the Chamber of Commerce director, and we'll just stop with the directorships right there, Dr. Young, if that's all right today. Before we get into some of the meat that we're going to talk about today, not that this stuff's not important, but we do have several community service announcements we'd like to make, some things that you may be hearing on the community calendar here. already, but or may not, but we will add those. And I'll start off by announcing that the Church of Christ at Rock Springs will have a gospel meeting September the 19th through the 22nd. Garland Robinson will be the speaker there. Services begin at 7 p.m. each evening with congregational singing starting at 6:30. And Dr. Young, you have several things, and I'll turn it over to you, community announcements.
We've got some things coming up, Kevin. We've had a couple of car shows already, but we've got another big car show coming up. This is the Cumberland Run car show. This is the one that Thomas Watson does for the courthouse here.
The
proceeds of this one go to offset the cost of restoring the windows in the courthouse.
Right.
And so everybody come out and support that one.
And
got some really good door prizes here, Kevin. A two-night stay at the Getaway. That's a neat door prize.
Now, that's the new thing out at Moss, basically,
yes,
on the Moss Arcot Road. Yeah,
we're kind of used to that around here, being out in the woods. But
right.
Folks are coming out of the city, and they're really keeping that place busy out there.
Well, that's what I hear.
I was able to go out and look around out there, got a guided tour, and Mayor Reagan and I went out and looked, and we were pleasantly surprised. I couldn't imagine all those cabins being, I guess you'd call them cabins, being out in the woods like that, and they told us that they have them all rented on the weekend, and most of them rented during the week.
Yeah, the folks from the bigger areas, they like to get out and mix and mingle in the wooded areas, don't they?
Well, those of us who live in the country used to want to go to the city when we had time off.
Right.
But we quit wanting to go to the city so much anymore. Go as far as Cookville, I guess. And in addition to the door prizes, he's got a whole bunch of awards for different classifications. And I see on the flyer here that the first 100 who register for the car show get a free T-shirt. And that's for the entries. If you've got a unique car, bring it on down. I won't go down that long list of. It looks like if you've got any kind of a unique car, you can get in that car show. Then coming up on October the 1st and 2nd. I don't know what annual this is, but it's an annual roller coaster yard sale. And in a brief conversation with Kathy Merritt, I think she is handling that again this year. And so we'll be having something over around the fairgrounds, I take it.
Well, you know, that's one event we could measure in decades as easily as we could years. It's been around quite a while now.
Yes,
it surely has.
And it's very appropriately named, too. If you follow that trail all the way to Glasgow, on the old road, we call it.
Right.
It's certainly a roller coaster. Then October the 9th, we have something coming up, and that's the chili cook-off. You know, we couldn't have that last year, but this year it's back in operation, and I'm sure before October the 9th, Sandra will be out talking about that and giving you all the details.
No doubt.
Then one other thing we'd like to mention is a relatively new program we have at the Chamber. And we have a jobs program, we call it. If you are looking for a job, if you will come by the Chamber of Commerce and fill out a one-page application, and leave it with us. We'll scan it and send it out to over 100 employers. Then they can look at this very brief application and look at your training and experience and determine whether or not they might want to talk to you about a job. If they do, they'll get in contact with you. Instead of you having to contact them, they get in contact with you. and call you in for an interview and probably to fill out a more intensive kind of application form.
So what you're able to do there is take away a lot of the legwork for folks who are looking for a job. I mean, instead of them having to go knocking on doors and go to a dozen different places, you'll do that far.
Instead of going to a dozen different places, you're going out to over 100 places.
That's impressive. It really is.
And we urge people to come out and take a good hard look at that program. And if you need some help filling an application out or with any of that, just let us know, and somebody on the staff at the chamber will take care of that.
And with a one-page application or form, you're looking at what? It takes 5 minutes to do?
5 minutes.
Maybe?
You can easily fill it out in 5 minutes.
Right. Great opportunity for anybody who is looking for work right now. And I can tell you there are a lot of businesses and industries looking for workers. That's I'm still involved in that part, and you are too. And we just hear that constantly, don't we?
Well, I think that these are still open county positions, county government positions. I think that the sheriff is still looking for correctional officers. And what are the folks called that handle the microphones?
Dispatchers, I guess. Yeah.
I couldn't think of dispatchers. Dispatchers and correctional officers. So if you're interested in that, you might give that a try. And I heard an advertisement on radio just yesterday that the Department of Corrections has a great need for correctional officers. And they pay really well and got fantastic benefits. And that's something people ought to look at.
You see is it Bledsoe County Correctional Facility down there? They advertise constantly for workers, and it's good pay.
About a $5,000 signing bonus.
And that's something we're starting to hear more of. Even out here in the rural areas, people will, businesses and industry will pay you in some instances to sign on as a worker. Of course, they're looking for a commitment too, obviously.
These jobs that we have at the Chamber of Commerce, we're mailing out to the people who are looking for people. We've got one outfit that is kind of unique. They're looking for 15 people right here in Clay County. They'll train them, and they'll pay you while they're training. And they'll help you get your CDL license and become a truck driver for them. And we're looking at $30 an hour, maybe more than that for trying to work. Mike Brown is with RE, I've forgotten the rest of that name of that company, but he tells me that the first 3 years a new truck driver ought to make about $65,000, and after that he ought to be up to $100,000 a year. And
that's good money anywhere, much less rural Tennessee.
And if you're full of vim and vinegar and like to see the United States, I'd say that'd be a good way to do it. I'd get you a driving job. I had a friend of mine who was a teacher and also a school bus driver. We were able to work his schedule out so he could do both. And his wife was also a school bus driver. And he retired, and they got a job with this trucking outfit that sent them. They could just kind of pick where they wanted to go, and they used it as kind of a vacation. They could be going to Los Angeles this week, and week after next they could be going to Canada.
Right.
They just traveled around everywhere and got to see the country, and didn't have to unload anything. Everything was loaded and unloaded for them. And then there are jobs out there that some of our local people have been involved in on delivering motorhomes. And you pull your car behind and you deliver the motorhome to Seattle, Washington. You got your car with you. You take a vacation.
On the way back.
Vacation all the way back.
Absolutely.
So there's some, we got to look at jobs a little differently. There's some unique approaches. We were in a meeting yesterday, and we were talking about the absence of child care. And the state is racing as fast as they can. State government is never fast. It takes time to get programs set up. But they're working as hard as they can to get some help for child care in these various communities. And a lot of other help coming out of the state trying to alleviate the job situation.
Dr. Young, let's explore that a little bit further. Okay. I know there was I think since you've been here last time, there was a big labor meeting here in Clay County conducted by the state. And we'll talk more about that right after these messages. Please stay tuned to Clay County Corner.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug and opioid misuse often starts at home. On average, 4,400 people ages 12 and under misuse prescription medication for the first time every day. Sharing prescription medications with friends or family members is dangerous and against the law. The misuse of prescription medications can lead to severe health problems and even opioid use disorder. Start preventing prescription drug and opioid misuse at home. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson in for Thomas Watson. Dr. Doug Young, the Chamber Director, three-star director, is here with us as our guest. We're talking about our labor force and all the jobs that are available, and we're going to talk about a meeting that the state conducted here recently. But Dr. Young, another mention about the jobs program that's going on in the chamber.
I failed to mention, Kevin, that we have these applications also located at the Clay County Library. So if you're without a job, you want to go in the library and fill out an application, you can either leave it there and we'll pick it up, or you can bring it right on up the street to the chamber and we'll take care of it there. And there's another county job. They're looking for a part-time person to work the desk at the library. So if you're interested in that, you can contact Judith at the library and she can fill you in.
Okay. Let's talk about that meeting that the state conducted, and that's been, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I guess, now, and there was a pretty good crowd of folks there. Most of them represented state agencies or sometimes federal agencies in some shape, form, or fashion, but there were a few local business people there, and I know you had met with them, you and Mayor Reagan probably some other folks as well. Prior to that meeting, the state has a new initiative in terms of labor. Tell us what's been going on with that.
Well, what they're trying to do, Kevin, is determine why the people in Clay County are not participating in the workforce. And as we talked about that with them, I started zeroing in how do you figure the unemployment rate? We have a high unemployment rate in Clay County, but in talking to their statistician, I zeroed in on some things, and He couldn't tell me for sure whether or not the people that we have in Clay County who go across every day to Kentucky and work, whether they were being counted as employed or unemployed. It could be that that they are employed and not being counted. That being the case, we might not be might not have a high unemployment rate, and we might have a when we just got 154 people unemployed in Clay County. But if they're not counting those going across the border, that could make a big difference there.
And that number was
distressed county, and if the three factors of a distressed county all zero in on unemployed people. And so we may not be distressed at all. But they're going to be coming back in the not too distant future, and we've asked them to come back with that kind of information. We want to know how they're getting those numbers.
And if I'm remembering right, and correct me if I'm not, Clay County was one of five or six counties across the state that have been particularly targeted. It's us, and I'm at a loss to tell you who the rest of those folks are, but this is not something they're doing in every county. They're shooting for mostly distressed, very small counties to see what they can do there, right?
And it seems like most of them are on the northern border, are close to the northern border of Tennessee. That'd be, I think, Lake, Hancock County, Scott County, Ventress County, and Clay County are five of them. I don't remember. Seem like Perry County's the other one. But the farther you are away from the interstate nowadays, the worse shape you're in. Companies, you know, when you were director, you saw all these companies that are coming to Tennessee and asking you if you wanted to send the information about your county and recruit them to come to your county. But in the fine print, they said they wanted to be on the interstate.
Yeah, or within 10 miles.
And from one meeting that we went to, and I think you were director back then, the figure was thrown out that about 90% of the new jobs in Tennessee have been for the last several years,
mm-hmm.
have been within 10 miles of the interstate.
Right. Well, I remember, I think I was still director then. We were talking with a young man whose name escapes me, who reports directly to the governor, who works strictly with the distressed counties. And I remember putting forth the notion, well, is the fact that so many of these counties are border counties, does that play a part in it? And he made a really good point, which you just emphasized there. If it affected every border county, Tennessee, I believe, has 40 border counties. We touch seven states, isn't that right? But he emphasized the fact it's not that you're a border county, it's the fact that you're that far off either I-65, I-40, or I-24. And if you look at the distressed counties map now, and it's down from 15 to 9, that's by and large the case. There's a couple of the nine distressed counties that are close to the interstate. Just a couple. I believe Cobb County would be one, and maybe Perry County the other. You know, the interstate's not far away from either of those. But it does make a difference if you're off the beaten path. But the simple fact is we can't pick our county up, move it any closer to the interstate. So we have to figure out some way to make it work, dealing with being somewhat isolated.
Kevin, in my career, I've had the opportunity to live in five distressed counties. And in those five counties, I found some similar traits. One of the distressed counties now is still Lake County. I lived in Lake County, northern border county, heavy on the garment industry. And when Henry I. Siegel left Lake County, they left a big void. And Lake County tried to make up for it by putting a prison in Lake County. And that has not worked either. We're going to talk a little bit about population in a few minutes, but Lake County's lost 20% of their population. That's a northern border county.
And that's huge.
Yes.
I mean, we're losing 3, 4, 5%, you know, kind of just incrementally now. And we'll talk more about population after the half-hour break. But, yeah, to lose that much in a short period, and Clay County went through that way back when.
Yes,
we'll talk some about that, too. But a lack of people affects you in so many different ways. That's many fewer taxpayers and consumers and students and just people, and we get money from the federal and state government based on the amount of people we've got. So if you lose people, you lose funding, plain and simple. But that, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Well, let's stay with jobs.
And as you go on across the state and the counties that I know about, Fentress County is just about 2 or 3 miles from the state border, and they have been distressed. They're now at risk, and they've had similar problems. And you're going across to Scott County. They were big over there in the flooring business, and that went south on them. And so they've had a high unemployment rate ever since. And they have a TCAT over there, and the TCATs all across the state are just doing all they can to get people trained for jobs. And the problem is, some of our jobs don't require much training, but if you get the training, you're not going to take some of those jobs anymore. You don't have to.
Well, you got to pick now.
You don't take an $8 an hour job anymore when you can get $10, $12, $15 an hour. And so I don't know what we do about that problem.
Well, and another issue we've got here, and hopefully the folks at the state can help us with this, I know we're trying to drive home the point, is, you know, we're losing population here in Clay County. And again, we'll talk more about that after the break. But we're losing workers at a faster rate than we're losing people. I remember discovering when I left the chamber from 2010 to the end of 2019, Clay County lost almost 600 people out of the labor force. That's almost one out of every five. That's around 18%. Of the labor force, just bodies that are no longer in the workforce. Some of them may have passed, some of them have retired, and we're not able to put those young folks ages 18 to 24 or 25 back into the labor force at the same rate we're losing them on the upper end. And as we discovered once upon a time, the average person in Clay County is 10 years older than the average person in the state of Tennessee. The average person in Clay County is 47. The average person in the state of Tennessee is 37. And that makes a difference in terms of the people being the age to be in the labor force and to be counted. And I look forward to the follow-up work from that meeting. There was a lot of good things went on, but it's just the first step of many. We'll talk about population and the updated census numbers. We have pretty much, I guess, the final say on that now after the break. But let's also remind everybody, toward the end of the show, we will be drawing out of a list of five folks or couples here for a free birthday or anniversary Dairy Queen ice cream cake. And we'll remind everyone, need to go by the chamber and get the paperwork to take that to Dairy Queen to get that. But we have one, we'll go ahead and mention those folks, one anniversary, Linda and Jerry Strong on September the 7th, and four birthdays, Jason Coons on September the 7th, Ruth Denton on September the 4th, hope I'm getting this name right, Deanna Morris on September 9th, and Jake Pitcock on September 5th. But we will, folks, you got a 1 in 5 chance of winning there, and we'll do that toward the end of the show. We want to thank you for listening to the first half of our show. We got plenty more to go, so stay with us, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
An alarming number of preteens are already drinking alcohol, which makes it urgent to find every opportunity to talk to your kids about the dangers of underage drinking. They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's www.underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk. They hear you. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson with Chamber Director and Three-Star Director Dr. Doug Young. We've talked about a variety of things already today, most notably the labor force. We're going to turn to population now, something that's crucial for any county, especially a small county. And we have the, well, at least preliminary, I'm not sure if they're final numbers from the Census Bureau, which came really as no surprise to us, and we'll talk about the historical significance of that. But Dr. Young, for yet another 10-year period, Clay County lost some folks again in the census.
We did lose some folks, and as you mentioned earlier, most of the rural counties have not grown as much as they normally would, or they've lost folks. It's kind of interesting to look at the demographics on our people. When you look, 20%, I'm just going to round this off,
sure.
21% of our population are children under 18. 3% are 17% are disabled. And 20% are senior citizens. So you look at that, and that doesn't leave a great big workforce to start with.
Right. That ties directly into what we talked about before the break.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
And what do we do about population? Why are we going down? Well, as an ex-school man, I think I've identified some situations. Back 100 years ago, when I was principal of high school here, we were very concerned and doing all we could to get people to not drop out of school. And some of them didn't come on to high school out in the more rural schools after they graduated from the eighth grade. That was terminal for them. They just didn't come on to high school. And then those that did come on to high school would have a high dropout rate. And we worked every way we could to keep people in high school. But the law changed. And the new law is, and a lot of people don't know this, you have to stay in school now until you're 18. Now, what happens if you decide you're going to drop out? Well, we didn't have any teeth back in the old days, but now the school administrators have some teeth. You drop out of school now before you're 18, and you just lost your driver's license.
And that's a big incentive for any teenager.
Absolutely. And so what that means here in Clay County, instead of having a 75% graduation rate, now we're up to 95 to 100% graduation rate.
And Clay County has one of the highest graduation rates anywhere.
Absolutely. And what happens, they're graduating, like in the program you're working with, they'll be coming out of high school as skilled welders. And they can take what they learned in high school and go out and get a job. Or they can continue studying welding, I'm sure, and become even more accomplished and get an even better job.
Oh, yeah.
And then I understand the school system is running a bus twice a day to TCATS in Livingston. And they have 22 programs over there. And then we have Ball State bringing college programs to the high school. So what we're doing in the school system is providing more opportunities for kids today than we provided back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. And as a result of that, with the skills that they're graduating with, there's not jobs here for them. But I know you and I both have talked to students about one possibility that we'd like for them to look at, and that's entrepreneurship. We still have some opportunities in Clay County. As a matter of fact, the latest TBA leakage report that tells you what business would go best and better than anything else in the county, that indicates that a used car lot. We're needing a used car lot.
Right.
We don't have one here in the city limits.
And used to have one on every corner, seems
yeah.
like. Yeah. And there's still a few around the county, but
And I'm convinced that we need a computer repair guy. We don't need to have to go to Livingston or Cookville to get our computers repaired. Some of these high school kids could probably take care of it.
And we've got a great IT program that's TCAT and
yes.
Clay County High School both. And those kids are, you know, some of them as young as, I guess there's some freshmen in there, but certainly sophomore, juniors, and seniors, they're building their own computers. I mean, they know exactly what it takes to do it and how to do it.
And so by the time they're 19, 20 years old, they could be in business here, providing a great service and making good money. When you crack open a computer at some of these computer places, that's $100. And that's just to crack it open.
Right.
Then when you get into it, they're charging about $150 an hour to work on it.
Well, I've heard our instructor, my office just happens to be the IT classroom, so I'm in there with him one period today. And I've heard him tell the kids, now, if you were charging for this, you just made $60 just by, you know, not a terrible amount of work, but it takes the expertise. You're paying for expertise there, you know, not blood and sweat there. You're paying somebody for their knowledge of it, and that always gets their attention. It really does. I suspect we may have somebody come out of that program who's doing what you're talking about there.
When I was director of schools here, we hired a computer technician. And I told him when we hired him, now, I knew we weren't paying him enough, but we were paying him all we could afford at that time. But I told him every time he gets a new certificate to hang on the wall, we'll give him a dollar an hour raise. And you had to go to school to get that certificate. You couldn't just take some little course of some kind. You had to go to the Air Vocational School
right.
to get that. Well, he got two or three of those, and then what happened?
He probably found another job.
he became the technology guy for Putnam County.
Right.
And now I think he's a computer guy with Twin Lakes Telephone. And so he's done really well for himself, and we're happy for that. And Clay County right now is extremely lucky to have an IT guy who can not only repair and keep the computers running, but can also teach the kids how to do it.
Well, and it's amazing how many pieces of electronic equipment are in a school system, even as small as ours. I'm guessing we've got around 1,100 kids again. Way more devices than that across the spectrum of all the grades. It's pretty amazing. And then the bigger places, I can't imagine. But we're pretty much loaded for bear, seems like to me, with technology in Clay County.
And looking at a little bit of history, we talk about not talking too much about history today, but when I started teaching school in 1964 at Union Hill Elementary School, we had no technology, absolutely zero. I'd borrow the 16-millimeter projector from Dayton McLaren and take out there to show some educational films to the students.
And hope that it didn't break.
Absolutely, because Dayton would have killed me if it broke. He was gracious enough to loan me that. But then I came on to the high school, and his 16-millimeter projector was the only one we had. But about that time, the Elementary and Secondary Education Act was passed. And all of a sudden, we had all the latest technology, which today is ancient history. Slide projectors and film strip projectors and recorders and record players and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And now that we just don't use any of that.
They've got smart boards. That's an amazing tool.
Listeners out there, you might not know what we're talking about in a smart board. I know the most amazing thing that when I saw my first smart board, this demonstrator took his finger and marked on the wrote his name on the board in red. And that was just amazing to me that he could do that. Then he wrote it in blue. How did he didn't throw any switches or anything, but then the third time I noticed that he picked up something. He laid his blue thing down and picked up a green thing and had it in his left hand, and then he wrote his name in green. But all of that, it's just unbelievable, the technology that we have to teach kids with today.
It absolutely is, and very necessary. So let's drift back to the population numbers for just a minute. Excuse me. Looking at the census numbers for Clay County historically, let's just say 140 years ago, we had 7,000 people. I'm rounding up 13 shy of that. We gradually moved up to a high in 1940 of almost 11,000 people. And I don't know if we ever actually talked about the number there a while ago, but we're at 7,600 now, basically. But from 1940, where we had almost 11,000 people, to 1970, we lost 40% of our population. I think there's two main things you can point at. You can weigh in on that. You kind of grew up during that period and then became a professional. 1940, high water mark. Well, within 3 years, Dale Hollow Lake was impounded. Then, in addition to that, all these folks, World War II ended, and that mass migration from the upper Cumberland to the Midwest, for here, most notably Indianapolis, kind of depending on which upper Cumberland county you were in, is which city. For some, it was Detroit. For us, it was Indianapolis. But over a period of 30 years, we lost 40% of our population. Well, we built back up to almost 8,000 in the year 2000. Then we lost again in 2010, and we lost again this time. But to put it in historical context, and I know we need to make a break here in just a minute, we'll head down the home stretch. Six of the last eight census periods, we have lost people in Clay County. And that's an issue. I mean, it's an economic development issue, maybe more than we even realize. Numbers do make a difference, as we talked about in terms of funding and a lot of other things. But you have, the fewer people, you got fewer shoppers to go out and spend money, and it's important that we figure out some way to at least stabilize our population. We were talking off mic a while ago. I'm pretty sure I saw a number that said somewhere between 40% and 50% of rural counties lost population during this last census period, and we didn't lose people. So there's a mass migration, which has always been there to some degree, but it seems like maybe it's getting even more predominant, of people moving from rural areas to the bigger cities. And that doesn't mean Nashville. That just means Cookeville.
You know, along Cookeville. The interstate.
Yes.
Along the interstate. That's where the jobs are.
Right. If you look at the lowest unemployment rates, it's along I-40 and I-65, yeah. More in particular in Tennessee. A couple of exceptions to that, Sevier County is an exception and another one. But we'll talk a little bit more about population and some other things right after these messages. Please stay with us here on Clay County Corner.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Alcohol continues to be the most widely abused substance among teens. Youth who drink alcohol are more likely to experience school problems, such as higher rates of absences or lower grades, social problems such as fighting or lack of participation in activities, even unwanted, unplanned, and unprotected sexual activity. On average, alcohol is a factor in the deaths of approximately 4,300 people under 21 in the United States per year. Learn how you can keep underage youth informed about the consequences of substance misuse at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson here with Dr. Doug Young today. We have talked about a variety of topics, from our labor force, from our population, which we've noted the correlation between those two things. There definitely is. We're losing a little bit in population. We're losing more in terms of labor force. Dr. Young, let's switch gears here for just a minute and talk about a number that is going up in Clay County, and that is tourism spending. I know you've got the latest snapshots provided for us by the state. Tell us what's going on there.
The latest snapshot we've got is 2019, and I'm afraid that that'll go down some when we get the printout for 2020 because of COVID. But for 2019, we had 7.44 million dollars spent directly on tourism.
Seven and a half million.
Now, the question is, where did that money go? I've heard people ask that question. Where did I get mine? Well, 36 cents out of every dollar went to transportation. So that was probably gasoline is a major thing.
And you know, Doc Young, we talked about that leakage report. One thing that we noticed in that was, for the size county it is, Clay County sells an abundance of gasoline, which means there's a lot of people traveling through here and a lot of people from here buying gas. We sold a lot more gas than what the population would indicate that we should, if I'm remembering right.
Well, over a third, then, of that big number of $7.5 million, over a third of that was probably gasoline. Then in food and beverage, our restaurants, and if you just look at this weekend, I know I saw one restaurant, if you wanted to eat there, you better be riding a bicycle because it wasn't anywhere to park your car.
Right.
And so 19 cents out of every dollar goes for food or beverage. Then only 3% goes for recreation. That's some other kind of recreation.
Right.
33% goes for lodging. And here's the biggie, the one that we need to work on more than anything else. 9% goes to retail. We ought to be getting a higher percentage for retail.
Now, that's basically getting people who are passing through or people who are staying at the lake, we'll just say that generically, back down to town to shop. That's kind of what it boils down to, isn't it?
And now, the Department of Tourism considers a tourist somebody who lives 50 miles or more from the destination. Now, when we have a car show around here, we draw people from outside the community.
Oh, yeah.
But when we have some other events, it's just local folks, and they don't count. But on the tourism deal.
But that's also interesting to note that it's only 50 miles. I mean, everybody who is a tourist that visits Clay County is not coming from Michigan or Indiana, or and I think I've heard through the years that a tremendous amount of our vacation goers come from southern Indiana. A lot of our marinas here have told me through the years that their customer base is largely in northern Kentucky and southern Indiana. There's a pocket from Louisville to Indianapolis. But, of course, all you got to do is drive through the parking lot, see from Minnesota and Michigan and Ohio. Ohio is another hot spot that visits Dale Hollow.
And now we're doing some advertising in those states. And often I drive through the parking lots of our marinas, and I'm seeing something a little different. Used to, I'd see lots of cars from Ohio, the state you name.
Right.
But last year I started seeing something else. More and more cars from Rutherford County and Williamson County and Sumner County all around. And I started asking some questions about that, and the answer I got was that Old Hickory Lake has been full for a long time and
which
not
is,
a very good lake to start
which is
with.
Nashville. I mean, let's just say that's basically Nashville.
And then Percy Priest has been full for a long time, and Center Hill is now pretty well full, and we're next. So we're getting those folks, and once they get out on Dale Hollow Lake, they're coming back.
Right.
Dale Hollow Lake, you know, is the number one houseboat lake for North and South America, named by Houseboat Magazine.
Right.
And so that's important.
If you can just get somebody out on Dale Hollow Lake, the lake and Mother Nature and the facilities that are on the lake are going to sell themselves, no doubt about it.
Well, here's another really important figure. And that is each Clay County household would pay $334 more in taxes if we didn't have tourism at all.
Right.
So sometimes we wonder whether or not having Dale Hollow was worth it because we lost population and we lost farms and all that. But let's keep in mind that every household in this county would have to pay over $300 a year more if we didn't have Dale Hollow Lake.
And that's significant. Let's face it, none of us want to pay $334 more dollars in taxes every year.
No.
You know, but we probably don't realize that as much as we should. Tourism does make a difference for us, and I still think that we can, as good as the numbers are, I think they can get even better. You know,
I'd like to see an entrepreneur I know down on Caney Fork River. They've got canoeing and kayaking and all that going on. If some entrepreneur would come along and do that on Obie particularly, and then the lake as well, then I think they'd do well. We don't use the Obie River and Cumberland River as much as we really need to for tourism. But the venue is not here. The Roberts boy had a kayak rental outfit for a while, and I think he did really well in it. It just got more than he can handle, probably. And now if somebody had come along, and kayaks don't cost a fortune, and get an outdoor kind of program. We're finding with the getaway that people just love to be out in the woods.
Get away from it all.
Get away from it all.
Yeah.
And here we have a 17-mile hike from Pea Ridge down to about Del Hala Marina. And I understand you can ride horses over that trail, too. And that's something that we've kind of missed out on. We don't promote horseback riding enough. And we've not identified enough trails to really attract the equestrian industry.
Well, Doc Young, there's one thing I know you've become really involved in that, and I was before, in going to these various tourism meetings. Sometimes all you got to do to have a destination spot, a tourism spot, is just say it is one. That's a vast oversimplification. But, you know, people will drive and, you know, murals, that's a huge thing. And something that was done on the courthouse square here recently, you know, a sign erected honoring Dumas Walker and the Kentucky Headhunters. People will drive these music pathways or the quilt trails or whatever it is just because, and take pictures along the way.
And we're the terminus now of the new goes from Cumberland Gap to the Cumberland River, and if you want to take that trail, you get on it here in Salina, go to the Cumberland Gap, and then at the Cumberland Gap you can get on the Wilderness Road, and then there's two more historical trails, and the next thing you know you're in Philadelphia.
Right.
Now that's going from here. So I think that now that we're getting this historical trail done, we'll start having people coming our way and ending up in Salina. So we need to be ready for that, because I think that's going to be significant for us. A lot of people my age can't get out and water ski anymore. But they do like to take the historical tours.
Absolutely.
They used to have the quilt trails, and still do. But the latest thing is the thing you mentioned, murals. People like to go to where there's a mural and have their picture taken in front of it, and it's just a neat thing.
Some of the... Can't believe I'm going to use this term. The younger generation. I'm old enough now. I'm starting to use it. They will drive a long way to follow a mural trail.
Yes.
And just have their picture made there and posted on Instagram and Twitter and all these Facebook and all these different social media platforms. But a lot of tourism dollars out there. We better do a drawing real quick here, Doc Young. See who wins this DQ birthday or anniversary cake, and let's see what number we've got. Our sophisticated system, Dr. Young has drawn out number 4, and I hope I'm getting this name correct. It is Deanna Morris. I think her maybe grandmother or great-grandmother called that in. Come by the Chamber of Commerce, see Dr. Young, one of the folks there, get your certificate, and you can go to DQ and get that wonderful ice cream cake. Thank you all for joining us here today, and we hope that you will join Thomas Watson here again next Thursday morning at 9 a.m. for more Clay County Corner.